It's wonderful to be starting this new series of 3-minute Pirkei Avot, and I hope that this adds to people's summer, a time where we're not in school, in our regular frameworks, and sometimes people lose their cutting edge. Hopefully a little bit of thought about who we are and who we want to be will help us maintain our focus. Two introductory comments to Pirkei Avot. First of all, the name. We know that we call the Mesechtot of Shas Mesechtot, Mesechot, Brachot, Mesechet, Baba Kama. Why do we call Mesechet Avot also Pirkei Avot? We don't call it Pirkei Baba Kama. The answer is very simple. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim Simen Reish Tzadi Bet, he talks about the minog to learn Pirkei Avot during the summer. Omrim Pirkei Avot Bekayetz. And that's why we call it Pirkei, because they learn Perek by Perek each Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the minog as all summer, not just from Pesach to Shavuot, and that's why we'll be learning it from Shavuot in Mirtz Hashem through the summer. Of course, we learn Pirkei Avot, we begin Pesach to Shavuot because we prepare ourselves for Mam at Har Sinai, and of course, that's why there's a sixth Perek of Avot for the sixth Shabbat between Pesach and Shavuot. Even though originally Mesechet Avot only had 5 Prakim, there's a sixth Perek that was added, includes statements of Amoroyim. It's called Kinyan Torah to prepare us for Mam at Har Sinai. So that's special about Pesach to Shavuot, but really, learning of Avot is appropriate for the whole summer. The first mission of Avot, as we know, introduces the Mesorah. Moshe kibal Torah Misina, Masrul Yeshua, etc. And clearly, this is speaking about Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebechtav was given to the whole Jewish people. The obvious question is why this introduction about the Mesorah is mentioned specifically here, at the beginning of Mesechet Avot, and not at the beginning of Mesechet Brachot, at the beginning of Shas. All of Torah Shebaal Peh was part of this Mesorah. Why is this mentioned particularly here? The Meiri has a beautiful, profound comment, and he says, everyone realizes that what we call Halacha was handed down from Sinai, and Moshe, and the Jewish people, and our leaders have always been focused on it. And this is what we learn, and this is Torah. The danger, the mistake people can make, though, is thinking that ethics and morals, the things included in Avot, these are nice ideas, they're not part of our Halachic Mesorah. They're not part of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Meiri, that's why we have the introduction particularly here, to emphasize that these things are a central part of our Mesorah. Being a Jew is not just keeping what's often called Halacha, Nashim, Nezikin, Moed, Zroim, Kachim, Taros. Being a Jew is also about the Halachot of ethics and morals, about our aspirations, about the broader spirit of what Judaism means. That's why learning Avot is so important. That's why the introduction about our Mesorah is here, and that's why we're going to focus on this over the next weeks and months.